Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It's a pleasure to welcome back into our studios representatives of the one and only Theater by the Sea. Bill Haney is here. Welcome back, Bill.
Thank you, Mike.
Nice to have
be
you
back.
Yeah, it's a sign of spring, right?
It is,
when we get rolling again.
The last time I was here, we were closing the season. Now we're about to open the
there
season.
There we go. That's the way it's worked for quite a few years now.
You just blink and that seems like yesterday.
That's right. And also, Karen Kessler is here. Welcome back, Karen.
Always a pleasure to see you, Mike.
Nice to have you with us and be talking about the season coming up, which includes 4 sensational musicals, which is starting off with My Way, tribute to Frank Sinatra, and then beautiful, the Carole King musical, then The Bodyguard. We're going to have to talk about that because I don't know much about that one. And then Jersey Boys, the ever-popular Big Smash. So let's start off right off the top, Bill, and tell us about what's happened since we saw you last fall. You know, you look great.
Thank you.
You've been touring the world?
Yeah, I've been working hard. And as we all know, this is the 90th anniversary of our Theater by the Sea. So we've actually been working on the theater itself. It always gets worked on because it's old.
Right. I can remember every year you have a major project.
Well, and this is the major. If everything, and again, we open in about, box office opens in a week, and we open in about 5 weeks, and we're panicking because besides, you know, all the things you need to fix, we're doing carpeting, we're doing a new gazebo area, we're doing all the, most of the building is getting refurbished outside.
Wow.
So much stuff going on, it's actually scary.
And you don't even have your painting clothes on.
They're in the car. Believe me, I've been on the phone all morning long, yesterday morning, just trying to get the carpet organized. So,
right.
Yeah, it's on like waiting to the last minute. But no, it's going to be, she's 90 years old, survived a lot of stuff, and this is looking to be, no BS, one of the best seasons ever. The 4 shows you've mentioned, and the one you couldn't think about is Whitney Houston, The Bodyguards. We've
right.
got, not tributes to all 4 famous people, but somehow these stories are a tribute to them. And it's people are loving the titles, knowing the shows, and buying the tickets. So that's the most important thing to keep this theater going.
There you go. Karen, it's ticket sales time, as Bill mentioned, next week, right?
Yep. Friday, April the 28th. That's this Friday. We'll be starting our online tickets. And then you can come to the box office in person and see our good friend Vinny starting on Sunday, April the 30th. We'll be there from 11 to 5, and then we're open Sunday through Saturday until the season opens, and then we're always open. One thing that Bill did touch on about ticket sales and people buying tickets, very interesting is that across the country, subscription sales are kind of on the decline. And interestingly enough, they are on the rise for Theater by the Sea. We are breaking records here with our subscription sales, and we couldn't be more thrilled.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, that's if you'd like to get in on the action, you can use the phone number of 401-782-8587. That's TKTS if you like the letters. Or you can go to the website, right? Which is what, Karen?
TheaterbytheSea.com.
That's a tough one to remember. TheaterbytheSea.com. All right. And all the information is there about when the shows are running. But it's going to start very soon, much sooner than you think. So let's get ourselves in the mood a little bit and listen to a piece from the first show, which is My Way, the show My Way, and a very famous Sinatra tune called Come Fly With Me.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on and fly with me. Let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near, you may hear all the angels cheer, because we're together weather-wise. It's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It is perfect for a flying honeymoon. They say, come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so very near, you might even hear a whole gang of cheers, just because we're together weather-wise. It's such a cuckoo day. You just say those words and we'll take our birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's so perfect for a flying honeymoon. Oh, babe, come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away. Pack a small bag.
All right, now we're in the mood with a typical Frank Sinatra song. And, Bill, the shows that run usually at the beginning of the season are not the biggest production of the summer.
Exactly.
You usually start off with a smaller cast.
Smaller cast, because of all the reasons you can imagine.
Right. Hopefully the building will be ready for that smaller cast.
Yeah, we will. The good news is everything we're doing, the approach that happened, and again, we're not talking about, we're just we're talking about like
cosmetic.
Carpet, cosmetic,
yeah.
Exactly.
Okay,
so if we didn't start it, we don't have to start it to be able to have to finish it, you know?
Right.
But everything looks good so far. We had to, it's weather, we couldn't do things over the wintertime because it's cold in there.
Sure.
But, you know, I have faith that we'll, again, nothing we're doing will keep us closed.
So My Way is a cast of what, about four people, two men and two women.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's usually the, like the Fats Waller one.
Yeah, Amos Behaven, kind of that, yeah, just sort of about his life and that, yep. Exactly, right.
And others that have been that way, Forever Plaid, you know, that type of one,
yep.
You had those.
Yep,
so that's
exactly
what
right.
My Way is, just to give people a little indication. Obviously, most of the music is very familiar to everyone. So let's just get to another piece of music right off the top here, and then we'll come back and talk about some of the other special events and other things that are happening at the theater.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June,
I said that's life.
That's life.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing, each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing, each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
That's life. And I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, but my heart won't buy it. But if there's nothing shaking come this here July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and die. My.
You know, one of the things that's famous at Theater by the Sea is the grounds, the beautiful gardens, and the restaurant, which fortunately opened last year. Took a while, but it got opened,
Great. Boy, I got to tell you, we know the reason why. The wonderful people who used to run the restaurant retired during COVID.
Right.
And we had to kind of figure out, you know, who would run the restaurant, and we finally found a great team, which, you know, and it was more because of liquor license issues, because of transferring in time frames and all the kind of stuff that the law makes you go through. But they got the gazebo bar open the very start of the season,
yeah,
and they ended up opening the restaurant on the last show, Kinky Boots. But people were raving about it, and they've already been in there and getting ready for the season coming up. We expect that the cabaret will now return, which has been out for however many years. Everything should be kicked off right, barring any, you know, something that's, you know, that happens. But I think it's going to be back to what it used to be, a fun time at Theater by the Sea. All inclusive.
If you've never been, the grounds are beautiful, the lawns and the gazebo area and all that's just, it's just so pleasant.
It is.
I can't think of another word other than just.
It
nice,
is, because you've got that ocean sound and the aroma of the ocean right there with you, and just people having a nice time. You know, the grounds are just beautiful.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the, you know, Rhode Island is very lucky to have this landmark. They really are. And they show it to us because they support it.
Absolutely. As evidenced by the ticket sales, right, Karen?
That's right. That's right. It is an absolute gem, and it's just you just can't find anything else like it. And I think that's why people return and return and return every year. They make it a point to come down. So it is a lovely, lovely, lovely spot in the state.
Well, that's one of the things that we're grateful for, and I hope you all get out and support it, even if you don't do it my way. A little segue there. Let's go with one more Sinatra song. We'll take a short break and be back with more of Theater by the Sea.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say.
Bill Haney and Karen Kessler Show is the name of today's production.
There you go.
Well, maybe not. It's Theater by the Sea, and Bill and Karen are here talking about what's coming up this summer, and it looks spectacular. We talked about the four shows. We talked about how to get tickets, which is this Friday, right, Karen? They can start?
They can go online only on Friday, but then they can come in person starting on Sunday.
And come in person and see Vinny in person?
That's right.
Can they get autographs from Vinny?
He probably would. And there'll be a lot of us there. I'll be there as well. So there'll be lots of people around to help.
Will you give autographs?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So if you have your, you know, if you have your 8x10 pictures of Karen, bring them along and she'll sign them for you.
Or an autograph book.
There you go. All right. Now, there are other things besides the four shows that we talked about that happen at Theater by the Sea. Lots of other things. Karen, give us a little rundown.
Well, we do Monday concerts and events on select Mondays throughout the season. This year, we're doing, we have a comedian named Candace Guardino who's coming in doing a show called Italian Bread, which is very amusing, and it sells out everywhere it is. We've got the Doo-Wop Hall of Fame of America returning, and it'll be featuring The Cookies and Back in Time. Seth Radetzky, who's with SiriusXM Radio, is coming back, and he's bringing Beth Level, who is a Tony Award winner. She did The Chaperone and Drowsy Chaperone on Broadway, if anybody knows that show. And then we're doing the Broadway Celebration, hosted by Steve DeAngelis, who happens to be a Rhode Islander, and he'll be bringing four people that are Broadway veterans to see us on his special Monday night. We also have children's festival shows on select Friday mornings at 10 a.m. and 12 noon. We have Johnny Pierce and the Muttville Comics, which are dogs. And this is a very first one. They're really fun. And I think people are going to love it. Thank you for your imitation there, Mike.
Thank you.
Our camp show this year is Matilda the Musical Junior. So we do have a camp for young people. They rehearse for a couple weeks, and then they do that show during our children's festival. We've got a magician named David Garrity. We have a bubble person coming back this year. It's a new person to us, Bubble Mania. Casey Carl is his name. Thank you. You're just so amusing.
It's hard to do bubbles.
And, and we have a comedy juggler named Bryson Lang, who is a first time he's going to be at Theater by the Sea. So we've got lots of fun things for the kids, for the adults, for everybody.
All right. Now, what people are thinking at home, they're like, now, Bill has to get all this organized. In general, I mean, the general concept of what goes on. Do you actually see all these people, or does someone else do that for you?
You mean in advance?
Yeah.
I have nothing to do with the kids' programming because they've done a great job with it, and I let them continue.
All right.
Tom Warren always organizes the Monday night shows. I do stay more in contact with that because it's obviously for the adults and
Broadway people.
But then I know Seth, we know very well, and I know Beth Level, and this, I think this is actually a year that there's some of the years, I won't lie, just some of the shows I had no interest in seeing, and that just weren't my cup of tea. Ones I did want to see, I had another thing I had to do. but I'm looking forward to all four of these, so I hope my schedule allows me to go see the Monday night concert stuff, because I saw the Forbidden Broadway last year.
It was so much fun.
Oh, my God. This thing was over.
We laughed and laughed.
It was so good.
It was so fun.
We tried to get him back, right?
Yep. It just wouldn't work out for this year.
It's too bad. We wanted to get them back to really focus on theater, which we could still do, but the anniversary would have been fun.
Yeah.
But Forbidden Broadway, hopefully we'll be back again in future years because it is a blast.
Excellent. All right. Well, there's always something for everyone. Not necessarily
everything. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. All right. We're going to get to the next musical, which is coming in, and that's beautiful. That's the Carole King story.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Wonderful.
And we'll listen to the title song from that show, Beautiful.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world of the love in your heart. And people are gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful as you feel. Got nothing to do but watch the passers-by. Mirrored in their faces I see frustration growing, and they don't see it showing. Why do I? You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart.
So beautiful
as you feel.
Karen, it looks like you have a thought in your head.
I do have a little thought in my head. I think Bill was being quite modest when he was talking about what he was involved in, because he actually is very involved in casting all of these shows.
Yeah.
I think people would probably be really interested in knowing how that works a little bit.
It is quite a process. We do all four shows over basically a week and a half. My team, Kevin and Matthew, they go through all the thousands, and I mean thousands of people who show up to try to see if they get to be on a callback, either the ensemble callback or the callbacks that I go to, which are the principal callbacks. It's grueling at Theater by the Sea, different than North Shore because we do one show at a time, but here we do it all at once. But it's so typical, and this just happened for The Bodyguard. We didn't get the person we thought we were going to get for Whitney. And for whatever reason, there's many reasons why they either take the job and move on because a better job can come along or whatever.
Yeah.
But the one, and I really just picked her the other day, said yes, is actually, and I'm okay saying this, I think better than the one we would have had.
Okay.
She is fantastic. But you have those ups and downs because, and we don't even know if she's going to take the job, but she did such a great job auditioning. I mean, multiple songs, multiple sides. So she looks like she really wants the job, and hope she'll take it. But those are the things you do. It's, again, people and then backups and people who are going to, you know.
Sure, what happens
something
if
happens.
Somebody gets sick?
We could do a show. We've done bits and pieces of my stories about people who haven't gone on the stage, whatever. Mm-hmm. It could be an entire show sometime, which might be fun.
Well, probably the one that comes to mind for me is Annie, that time you went through.
The four Annies.
Four Annies.
Yeah, four Annies.
It was one right after the other.
And then I had three Georges from Lacage. We had the time we lost the power, and Charles Chauncey was in My Fair Lady, I think it was.
He's
a trooper. You talk about a really good people. He is just a trooper. We had half the power in the building. We got together a speaker. No microphones, but the good news is it's not a big theater. They can project.
Right.
And we did the show. The curtain goes up. We had basic lighting because only half the building went out. So you find a plug here, a light there, and a full house. And once the curtain went up, I said, I'm out of here. I'm going to dinner. Just let me know what I have. And I guess a half an hour later, they got the power back. So I get a quick call. What do we do? I said, just let it go till intermission. And then put the power, go through the thing.
Don't take
any chances, you know?
Kind of like The Wizard of Oz, black and white, and then it turns to color.
Very good point. I could give you a million stories someday if we ever want to do that
show. I'm sure we should do a show like
that.
Fun
stuff.
Let's get to another Carole King song, and this one is called You've Got a Friend.
When you're down and troubled, and you need some love and care, and nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you have to do is call, and I'll be there. Yes, I will. You've got a friend. Now ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? When people can be so cold, they'll hurt you.
Yes, and desert you.
They'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, but don't you let them. You just call by my name.
You just call
and
my
you
name.
Know. You've got a friend.
Bill, I'd have to say that Carole King and Beautiful, most people would know her music.
Yes.
But this next show, Bodyguard, is not one that's been around a lot. I mean, I don't know of any other theaters that are doing this.
No, I'm so surprised at that. We did this a few years ago at the other theater, North Shore Music Theater, and it was an absolute hit. And a half. It's Whitney. You just go there. If you just listen to her music performed by somebody terrific, that's a lot. And when we throw a story, we all know the story. Hopefully you've all seen the movie, Kevin Costner. And it's the story you know. But it's good. Really, really good story to support that amazing music. So this is the one I'm really excited about also.
That's good.
Yeah, you'll hear me say this a lot this year because there are three of these shows. By the way, we did about 10 or 15 years ago, but the three shows we're about to do have never been done. I've never done them, at least at this theater, and love all of them. That's why I'll repeat myself after everyone. I can't wait for this show, you know?
There you go. All right, let's listen to a tune from Bodyguard. We'll take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Theater by the Sea is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm here with Bill and Karen. We're talking about the new season coming up and the fact that tickets are going on sale online this Friday and then in person Sunday thereafter,
right.
All through the summer, right?
That is correct. That is correct.
It's easy enough. You can, if you want to go in person, just pack yourself a lunch and go on down and enjoy the grounds.
That's right. Say hello
beautiful.
To Vinny.
It's
make a day out of it.
The
go
lunch
to the beach.
Thing's a great idea.
You can go down around the corner of the ice cream place. And,
yes.
You know,
or they can sit in our garden and on a bench and have a lovely afternoon as well. It's
benches,
beautiful
yeah.
down there.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to get ice cream, bring some for Karen and Vinny.
Yes, please.
All right. We have one more show to talk about, which is Jersey Boys. And most people, I'm sure, are very familiar with that. But before we get to Jersey Boys, I want to mention a couple other things. We talked about the restaurant. We talked about the Monday night shows. Let's touch a little bit more about the camp that goes on, because that does a lot of good for a lot of youth.
Yeah, it really does. We do a camp every summer. It's a two-week camp. It runs for 9-year-olds through 14-year-olds. It's all day long. And they get an opportunity to work on our stage, which is pretty cool. And they work with professionals that help them out with acting and singing and movement. And they do a full-fledged show at the end of it. This year, it happens to be Matilda the Musical, the junior version of that. And I'm sure a lot of people have actually seen the regular touring production of Matilda. But it's a lot of fun. And I believe there's still a few spots left, but it is very, very popular.
How long does it run?
The camp itself is a two-week-long camp,
and it
culminates with the show.
Right. And I will throw this in. I do know this one thing.
What do you know?
Those tickets sell so fast because when you add up all the grandmas and the aunts and the cousins and the families.
Oh, the people want to see the finale.
Exactly. They want to see their kids on the stage that the public has trouble. I don't know how many times you've added as many of the performances as we could just to accommodate people.
Well, interestingly, now we automatically do 3 performances
we do.
Of that.
We
don't even.
It.
Yeah. So we do a 10 a.m., a 12 noon, and a 2 o'clock show. On that day, and this year it's on July the 21st. So if
July
you're interested 21st, in that,
so
yeah.
mark that down.
Mark
okay.
it down. That's right.
All right. Well, I know that it certainly is a beautiful spot for family occasions, and all the shows this year are certainly appropriate for families. There's nothing that's X-rated ever.
No, not at all. I usually, if I have that kind, not kind of, it's not X-rated, but if we have that more adult themed show, it goes in the last spot, which Jersey Boys is probably more adult themed. This year, we really didn't have like the family title, so we're
like
doing
last year Cinderella,
exactly,
for example,
a Little Mermaid
that.
In the past. But
yep.
I think that we'll be fine. None of these shows are not kid friendly. I mean, you have no problem bringing your kids to them. But I do want to mention, you mentioned the beautiful grounds and all that. Our restaurant people, Ed and Jeff, they have a bunch of restaurants in Rhode Island and Massachusetts and I think Connecticut. But they're also going to start trying to use the venue more for events like weddings because it's the greatest spot to have a wedding.
Yeah.
Honest to God. I've seen the tents set up. You've got the ocean right in the back.
Right.
They do the ceremony either in the back or in the courtyard. And I've seen pictures. I've been to one or two, I think. And it's really a plug to the guys that may start doing the weddings that it's if you want to have a nice wedding. And I don't think it's even crazy money that they charge because I don't think they do. But that's it. Throw it to them.
All right. So if I want to get married, can I have you officiate?
Absolutely. And I won't even charge you a lot.
All right. All right. The last show is Jersey Boys, as I mentioned. And let's listen to a song from that. Sherry.
And then one day a tune pops into my head. I jot down some dummy words, Nick and I do a quick head arrangement, then we call the studio and sing it to crew. And the whole world exploded.
Why don't you come on
to my twist party?
As usual, time flies when you're having fun, and it's great to have Bill and Karen back here again. And Bill, I'm very pleased to let our audience know that we'll continue as we have in the past by having someone from each of the shows come in and do this conducting conversations. Karen is always great in arranging all of those things to happen. And so we'll have someone coming in from my way next month, and then basically a month apart.
Yep. And then I'll wrap it up with you in the fall.
And that's right. We'll wrap it up again as we always do. And one of the things about famous people, and I'll put Bill into that category, you know, sometimes you go to a theater and you see someone that, you know, look over there, that's Bill Haney. Don't be afraid to go over and say hello. He is always, every time I've seen him at the theater, he is very cordial with people that are coming there, so it's always nice. And the same with Karen, too. Just walk up, say, oh, I know who you are. And they are very gracious and very welcoming. So make a trip down to Theater by the Sea. Take in the restaurant if you have the time, and then the shows. And it's a wonderful experience. Karen, one more time with the website and phone number.
Website is theaterbythesea.com, and you can call us at 401-782-8587. That's 401-782-TKTS, and talk to Vinny.
There you go. Bill, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Mike. Love being here.
Always a pleasure. And Karen, nice to see you again, and look forward to seeing you frequently, as they say, during the summer.
At least four times a year.
Yeah,
at least.
That's right. We're going to go out with one more song from Jersey Boys, and that's how I feel about Karen. Just can't take my eyes off you.
Aren't you the sweetest?
You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stay. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Just too good to be true. just too good to be true.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.